Have you?
Log, when they're logging with them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I sold a big steer to Anderson, man, you heard of him, Anderson.
Yeah, sure.
And I sold them a big steer. They want him to, they lost one, and they come to see me and want to buy this one. This one weighed about 900 pounds, I imagine, great big steer. And they take him down there and put him in a, put that yoke on him and train him to pull.
Mm-hmm. What did you used to call two horses or two mules or two oxen? Say, if a man had two horses, he might say, well, I've got a team of horses. And if he had two mules, he'd say, I've got a
team of mules.
Team of mules. Do you ever call them paramules?
Yeah, paramules. They call them paramules or parahorses. Either one.
And how about two oxen? Say,
two ox? Well, you got a yoke.
It's a yoke.
Yoke of oxen.
Uh-huh.
Of yoke of cattle. That's two together, a yoke on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And ask you about the roads. And if you got stuck in the mud, how would you get out? In the old days.
Well, you just have to get out the best way you could if you didn't have something to pull you out. Now, you get stuck. Now, my old boy from Mississippi, he come stay sometime come Friday evening, him and his folks stay till Sunday evening. And I had some wood out yonder at that tree where you see it's cut. And he taken his trailer that he had, backed out down in there in his mud. And before he got out of that place yonder, it wasn't plowed up then, but it was muddy and soaked. And he stuck. And so after he stuck, he tried and tried to get out and couldn't. So he had a winch. And he put that winch on there and pulled right out. He carries one with him all the time. And so he was trying to get out without rigging it up, but he had to rig it up to pull out. When he rigged it up, it pulled it out right slow, but it'll pull you on out.
Uh-huh.
So he didn't have any trouble after he put that on. I couldn't tell you how he rigged it up, but
Used to use mules to pull out Did you use mules ever to pull out, pull your car out?
Yeah, we've used mules pulling people out of mud holes.
Yeah, easier to use mules to pull than to get behind and...
Yeah, that's right.
Uh-huh.
I built a road down here. It goes from, you might say, from this church down here on into Hales Pond, about 18 miles, something along that, 20. And I built that road right through the woods down there, and I had a pair of horses, had used scoops in with horses, you know. And then you're cutting this timber, and every time you cut a tree down where you had your right of way, you'd cut a saw stalk off of it, pull it on out in the woods so Anderson Taddy could pick up the logs. And I had a pair of horses. Every morning when you go down there and get started, one of them would balk, wouldn't I? We call them cold collared. He didn't want to pull. And I had a driver, and I was all forced me across the road a little further when he got them hitched up to